The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, well, hopefully the dogs don't stay out too long. The dog at the Portland Police Department has a very important job. His name is Titan. He is the newest member of the police force. Joining us right now to tell us all about it, Titan's handler, Melissa Jacobs, is here. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
And also Adrian Meinsberg joins us as well. Sergeant Meinsberg, good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul.
Let's see this. Can you just say a word or two there?
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, that's not going to work. So we'll have you huddle in over there. Let's talk about the emotional support team, which you lead at the Port Huron Police Department.
Yeah, we're created this team a couple years ago. It's called the Peer Support Team. And we're in charge of, you know, just being an outreach for officers. We do debriefings after critical or traumatic events that happen in our community. And so that's what our team does. And we started seeing several other agencies throughout Michigan that were getting therapy dogs for their police department. So we did a lot of research and proposed it to our chief, who jumped on board, and now we have Titan.
And we've got a pretty active therapy dog community, I feel like, here in Port Huron, don't we?
We sure do.
And Melissa, that's where you come in. You kind of jumped on board. This is the first time that you've done a therapy dog before, right?
Yes, he is my first.
Okay, well, what made you decide you wanted to do this?
Just a general love for dogs and being part of the peer support team. I want to be active as I can in assisting the officers in the community. And also my mother's active in the Blue Water Therapy Dog program. So I just feel like she kind of passed down the love of dogs, so I continue it.
So tell us all about Titan.
Well, he is he's 5 months old, and he's just a barrel of fur.
Yeah.
And just pretty active, really active in the office. We let him run around on his own now, so he just visits everybody. He's training in puppy kindergarten right now, and he'll move on to advanced once he's done with that. And eventually he will test to be an official therapy dog, even though he is pretty much doing that job right now.
Yeah. There's a lot that goes into it. I mean, people who have never had a therapy dog or gone through this kind of training don't understand. There's a lot of nuanced training that goes on with these dogs, isn't there?
Yes, it's mostly exposure. I have to really get him around to everything. You have to take him to elevators and, I mean, you wouldn't think so, but statues and just things that most dogs might be afraid of. We have to make sure that he's exposed over and over so that he doesn't react and that he can be calm in any situation when he needs to be with somebody.
The breed of Titan is a doodle, right? A labradoodle?
He is actually considered a double doodle.
Yes. What is a double doodle?
He has a Labrador doodle parent and a golden doodle parent.
Okay.
So that makes him a double doodle.
Very good. Is that a particularly good kind of dog for therapy work?
He seems to be the calmest puppy I have ever met in my life. They're also pretty much hypoallergenic. He doesn't shed at all, so it makes him good for if somebody has allergies to dogs. He would be like the least affected by his type of breed because he's mixed with a poodle. So I think that the energy level and the hyperallergenic makes him a good pick.
Where did you find Titan?
He came from Michigan Doodle Rescue Connect in the Midland area. She has a canine for the Blue program, and she gave him to us just for this specific reason.
Oh, that's perfect. That's fantastic. The name Titan, where does that come from?
Actually, Adrienne and I just kind of threw around some names that we both liked, and we put it to a vote for the police department. So Titan means protector, and that's kind of one of the reasons that one was picked. We also had Halo and Cooper, and everybody got to vote. So Titan was the one that came out on top.
How long does the training last?
It depends on how he does. So mm-hmm. He's doing super good in puppy kindergarten. He'll probably only do the 6 weeks in puppy kindergarten. And I don't know how long the advanced is, but he'll move on to the advanced in a month or two probably after that. I'll work on him at home until he's good for the advanced. And then I just work on him at home for the most part, socializing and showing him things until he tests.
Yeah, how cool. And you get to bring him to work.
Yes, every day.
That's awesome. Adrian, tell us a little bit about the emotional support team and how Titan is going to fit in with what you do.
So if you've seen they had a therapy dog over at the courthouse. They use that for victims when they're testifying. So we will use him, in the office when we bring victims in to help with that calming factor. We'll bring him to our debriefings with officers. As Lieutenant Godwin said, Titan is one of the most popular people at the police department. So he comes into briefing to greet us every morning, stays after and sees the night officers. He just brings a smile to everybody's face. So it's a good positive thing just in the everyday world, but we'll be using them at community events and so many other things as they come up.
I'm sure just almost like the police department mascot now.
Yes.
Yeah, that is awesome. Well, I hope to meet Titan soon. Bring him in sometime if you can.
I would love to bring him back.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Adrian Meinsberg and Melissa Jacobs with us on WPHM. It is 16 now past 8 o'clock.